With an array of diverse natural resources found across its length and breadth, Africa is arguably the world's richest continent. But due to a variety of reasons, including natural disasters and violent conflict, some nationals of a number of African countries are counted among the world's poorest. As the continent marks Africa Day, a day to remember and reflect on the founding in 1963 of the Organization of African Unity, now the African Union, some Zimbabweans wonder if African unity can ever be a reality. Others question African countries' ability to free themselves from the images of disease, war, hunger, and poverty that are often associated with them. Speaking in Bulawayo, in a series of discussions hosted by a non-governmental organization, Bulawayo Agenda, to observe Africa Day, the leader of one faction of the Movement for Democratic Change, Welshman Mule, said despite a checkered history that includes slavery, colonialism, as well as post-independence maladministration, Africans have to remain hopeful about the future, as not doing so would be equal to giving up on themselves. Mule said Africa's problems are mainly political, as they are centered on a failure to appreciate the essence of democracy, but he was confident that these problems would end one day.
I remain optimistic that African people will eventually prevail and that we'll be able to build a brand of democracy which accepts the dignity and integrity of every individual.
John Gomo, a lecturer at Rhodes University in South Africa, who also participated in the same discussion, argued that it is difficult for some people to be optimistic about Africa's future, as its problems have been persisting in spite of many global interventions to stop them.
What makes me rather pessimistic is the fact that there have been lots of efforts, initiatives at a global level whereby rights of minority groups have been pronounced. Yet, we continue to see these problems.
Some observers and Pan-Africanist pundits also say because of President Mugabe's strong Pan-Africanist ideals, you will be able to make significant strides towards the unification of Africa. But Director Meli Dube of Lawyer Agenda does not share the same view. Dube thinks that Mr. Mugabe's age and his tainted human rights record do not show that you will be able to unite Africans before handing over the AU and SADC chair to another president.
They say that charity begins at home. It is not a secret that Robert Mugabe has failed to unite Zimbabwe. A very small country like Zimbabwe, one of the smallest countries in Africa in terms of population and even diversity, part of what he has done is Kukurahundi, a genocide, as part of his human rights record.
In an informal survey in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, a local resident who only identified herself as Sheila, said she believes in the ideal of African unity, but noted that she also remains worried about the violent conflicts that occur on the continent as they affect women and children the most.
Yes, we are represented, but our representation is limited. Our voice is not really heard, as it is if you look at women who are dying giving birth. We look at women in the rural areas. Women are dying in rural areas in Africa because we don't have adequate hospitals or adequate care. They don't have information to know how they can take care of themselves. Look at the way we live generally. We are not given all the respect as African women.
Taxi driver Martin Gumbo, who celebrated Africa Day while at work, told Studio 7 that the idea of an Africa that is unified economically and politically is a noble one, as this could help ordinary people like him. Gumbo said a united Africa would result in strong economies as well as help bring about political stability across the continent. He said Africans should learn from the close-limit European Union bloc of nations and remember that they are the same people as you shared by a vendor who only identified herself as Mrs. Chiwaya. Chiwaya made reference to the xenophobic attacks in South Africa and said in order for African unity to be achieved, continental leaders must lead by example and pursue unity within their countries as well as across the continent.
Ivo vakabatana vakaratidza kuti vanowirirana. Isusu hakuna kuzopokana kwatingaita kuti aiwa ava ndiko kuZimbabwe ava ndiko kusasa.
If our leaders show that they are united, there's no way in which us, the ordinary citizens, can go against this and continue to single each other out, saying this one is Zimbabwean, this one is South African. Once there is unity, our leaders can then remove the requirement for visas to visit countries within Africa. This will make it easier for us to travel to other African countries to trade or buy various goods that may not be available in our own country.
South some observers and human rights defenders say despite President Mugabe's assumption of the AU and cyber chairmanship, Zimbabwe remains one of the countries in which the rights of citizens are violated as a result of a lack of respect for rule of law. With an estimated 65% of Africa's population being youth below the age of 35, some say Africa's future lies in its youth. 29-year-old Regis Munyoro, a Lawyer Youth, agrees, noting that youths must play an active role in helping shape Africa's future.
We as the youth need to take a more active role in politics, go into institutions that can support democracy, good governance within Africa. Then our leaders who follow the guidelines we have formulated for them to follow, I think it all begins with us. Ensure we have good governance, we have proper institutions, properly governed, ensure that the basis for good leadership can take shape from there.
Africa Day gives Africans an opportunity to reconnect and recommit themselves in supporting activities that are designed to develop a strong continent and a better world. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shala.